This is Aaron Goldmanson in for Michael Patrick Leahy. Check us out at TennesseeStar.com, TennesseeStar.com. We have on our newsmaker line, which I want to go right to, Congressman Scott Desjarlais. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you this morning, Aaron?
I didn't just butcher your name, did I? I'm sorry about
that. Desjarlais. That's fine.
You know, in my defense, I don't live in your district, so there you go, sir. But you have a great op-ed that we've published entitled "No City Is Prepared for Sanctuary Status." You want to talk about that?
Yeah, well, it was just interesting, especially right here in D.C. where I'm at this morning. Mayor Muriel Bowser was wanting to call out the National Guard and invoke emergencies and asking for help with the illegals that had been sent up here from Governor Abbott of Texas and also Arizona. And you know, she declared this a sanctuary city and that everyone was welcome. And now that she's living a life in the day of Texas or Arizona or any of those southern border states, she pushes the panic button and all her bravado doesn't seem to fit the narrative anymore. So I just thought it was worth pointing out that, you know, we've been shedding light on this border crisis since Biden canceled many of the Trump-era policies that were working to keep our southern border secure. And these cities think it's great until a problem descends upon them.
Representative, this Crom Carmichael, I have a question for you. What is the legal rationale for a city or even a state to be able to declare that it's going to ignore federal law?
Yeah, that's been a big debate up here, as you know, and I wish I could give you a good legal rationale because I don't think that it is legal. You know, the Constitution gives rights to American citizens, but we're seeing the laws basically ignored and disregarded. So, yeah, I don't think that it's legal. I don't know why the Supreme Court hasn't taken that up. But basically, you can't go into another country illegally and unannounced. We can't go to other nations around the world and do that. Most people don't even try. They know they'll be locked up, put away. Any number of bad things will happen. But yet, in our country, they being the liberal side of the aisle, just turn a blind eye to this. Meanwhile, the taxpayers are footing the bill for all the problems, not to mention families are suffering the injustices at the hands of what Trump was criticized for saying were bad people, people that were bringing drugs into our country, correct, people who were raping people and killing people, correct. And so he was villainized for that, but yet we see that come to fruition almost daily as you hear news reports of murders, rapes, record fentanyl deaths in Tennessee, 3,000 people have died. And he was spot on. And without border security, we have no national security. Biden's concerned about securing Ukraine's borders, but he has no interest in securing ours. So, I mean, I'd throw the question right back at you because I don't think you know either.
No, I don't know. That was not a rhetorical question. That was so I guess my question is, if Republicans regain control of the House, the Senate, and then eventually in 2024 the presidency, can that problem be fixed by statute so that in the future states and cities can't declare themselves to be outside of a federal law that has been explicitly passed? I mean, one that doesn't exist now, but one that you all could pass to stop that process?
I think we can. You remember one thing, funding is always key, and President Trump was going to withhold funding to these cities that didn't follow the law. And it seemed like that hit a roadblock. I can't remember the exact reasoning, but certainly there's a number of things that we can do to mitigate the problem, and we're looking forward to getting that opportunity.
Well, I'm hoping that whatever solution you all come up with is one that can't be changed if the person sitting in the Oval Office changes, but make it a statute that people would be breaking the law if they do this, because I think I'm with you. I think it's destroying our country. It certainly is destroying the states and the cities that are allowing it.
Yeah, there's no question. And so those things simply have to be addressed. And the only reason, I mean, the absolute only reason I can think that the left would be turning a blind eye to this is somehow they think this helps them electorally in the future by bringing in people saying, here, we're the one that allowed you in here. You need to support us. But you see, that strategy turning on them in races like the Maya Flores in Texas, who flipped a 150-year Democratic seat right there on the border. The Hispanic people are not in favor of seeing the country destroyed. A lot of people who migrate here legally, still appreciate America, unlike a lot of the citizens that live here now seem to disregard. So we see a big shift in the electorate, and hopefully that'll come to fruition in 2022 and 2024 and give us the opportunity to do that. But you bring up an interesting point. It seems like the legislating that comes out of Congress has been negated by the executive orders that comes from the president. And we've seen that since, Obama, Trump did a lot of executive orders. Biden certainly on day one undid all the policies that Trump had on the border and other areas like energy, where we were energy independent, and he shut down the ability for us to do so. So we really do need to address how we keep the pendulum from swinging back and forth every 2 to 4 years based on who's in power. We need to be able to codify these things moving forward. But it seems so fundamental in terms of illegal immigration that our country is literally being destroyed before our eyes. We watch it. We see it every day. Mayorkas goes in, on TV and says there's not a border crisis. There's not a problem. It's secure. It's just absolutely ridiculous. You can see it with your own eyes. And now, again, coming back full circle here in D.C., where they've had 4,000 or 5,000 people bust here, which I think is a great strategy here. You want this problem, take it. And this city can't handle it. No city can handle that. Our safety net programs are being depleted. Anyone who crosses the border now illegally and comes into this country through various rules that have been changed can receive SNAP benefits. And I've argued this in Ag Committee with the Democrats, that they say it's very difficult for someone here illegally to get on SNAP. There's actually like 13 exceptions to that rule, two of the biggest being if you're 18 or younger, which is a vast majority or a large majority of the people coming in every day, 600-700 people under 18. And you want to say children, well, we don't want to deny children food, but a lot of these are 15 to 18 year old working age males that are coming here to do just that. But they qualify for SNAP or food stamps. And then anyone seeking asylum also qualifies, which is almost everyone that crosses the southern border. No one comes here and says, I'm just entering illegally. They say they're asylum seekers because they know they will be released into the country with an order to appear. But they become eligible for food stamps. So it's also depleting a national system in a country that's seeing record high inflation. We haven't seen this since Jimmy Carter, 40 years in inflation rate. But yet, there's more than two jobs out there for everyone looking. And people aren't going and getting these jobs that are now paying $20 an hour. There's areas up here in D.C. My chief of staff just said he got takeout from Panda Express the other night. They had a help wanted sign for $21.50 an hour. And the problem is that sounds great for the people getting $21.50 an hour, but with inflation, their buying power is actually less than it was when they were making $10 an hour. We've got huge problems. Sorry, I'll tell you.
I was just going to interject through this, Aaron, again. We're about out of time, too. But, that $21.50 you probably spent getting on the metro in D.C. anyway. So there you go, sir. The op-ed is No City is Prepared for Sanctuary Status. Thank you so much, Congressman, for joining us today. This is Congressman Scott Desjarlais. Appreciate you, sir.
Yeah, Aaron, thanks for having me on. Rep. Carmichael, thanks for the question.
You betcha.
This is Aaron Gulbertson, guest hosting the Tennessee Star Report with Michael Patrick Leahy. We will be back after the break with Dr. K's Game Day Sports Picks.